2:1-12, the Magi visit the Messiah. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem, in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshiped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. Heavenly Father, you know that many times in our lives we hold back our faith because we cannot fully understand what is happening in our lives. We ask this morning that you give us the boldness to step out and act, allowing you to guide us when the way is uncertain. Amen.
Flexibility. Who's experiencing joy this morning? What? Who's experiencing joy this morning? So my dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I am delighted to join you today as we explore the wonderful depths in the Christmas narrative, where we discover much joy and wonder. In our soap scripture, which is Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 12, it gives us a vivid picture of the extraordinary encounter between the angelic messengers and the humble shepherds. For within this sacred passage, we uncover the very core and purpose of our precious Savior's arrival. So here's the scripture reading here. Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 12. NIV version. "And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger.'" Man, how many times does this thing need to be on screen here? I'm trying to get it off of me. Anyway. So there's three main things I want to see in this passage. And the first thing that's important that we see in this passage, man, I really cannot get untangled here, is that we have the promise of a Savior. Dear brothers and sisters, as we carefully examine this passage, we cannot help but be captivated by the announcement of a Savior. Salvation has come. The angel's message resounds with the proclamation that a Savior has been born in David's own town. And it's vital that we don't overlook the significance of this extraordinary event. This is not just the birth of an ordinary child, but the fulfillment of a long-awaited promise, the fulfillment of long-awaited promises, and the realization of the Messiah's arrival, which has been foretold throughout the entire Old Testament. Throughout countless centuries, God intricately weaved, a magnificent tapestry of assurances, disclosing his extraordinary plan for redemption. From the very instant sin entered the world, he initiated a divine mission to rescue humanity, vowing to send a Savior who would liberate his people from the clutches of their transgressions and restore them to a harmonious relationship with their Creator, the living God. And every utterance from the mouths of the prophets, every prophecy meticulously preserved in the sacred scriptures, resounded with a fervent hope and expectation for the Savior's imminent arrival. And now, in this truly remarkable moment, we bear witness to the actualization of those ancient promises, the dawn of a new epoch of salvation. Dear friends, in the birth of Jesus Christ, we witness the tangible expression of God's unwavering faithfulness and boundless love for humanity. Through him, every thread of history, prophecy, and divine purpose intricately come together, forming a single magnificent reality. Our long-awaited Savior has finally arrived, inaugurating an eternal covenant of redemption and extending an invitation to all of humanity to embrace the radiant light of salvation. Therefore, as we approach the Christmas story, let us not approach it with casual indifference or shallow sentimentalism. Instead, let us open our eyes wide to fully grasp this breathtaking tapestry of God's unfolding plan right before us. Let us wholeheartedly embrace the truth that Jesus, the promised Messiah, entered this world to be our Savior, rescuing us from the enslavement of sin and reconciling us with the Father. May our hearts swell with profound awe and gratitude as we contemplate this incomparable mystery. And may our desire to share its wondrous impact with others be uncontainable. Oh, what a Savior we have, dear friends. The joyous tidings of great joy resound through the ages, beckoning us to enter into the beauty and hope discovered in the birth of our precious Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Similar to the way the Israelites eagerly anticipated the fulfillment of the promise of a Savior, the promise of a Messiah, we also recognize our own ongoing need for a Savior. As flawed and imperfect individuals, we are completely incapable of freeing ourselves from the destructive hold of sin and the consequences that accompany it, including death. Our attempts at self-improvement, good deeds, or relying on human wisdom are futile in rescuing us from this predicament. We find ourselves in a desperate situation, requiring someone who is flawless, faultless, and untouched by the taint of sin to step in on our behalf and bear the cost of our transgressions. And oh, what tremendous news we find in the birth of our Lord, Jesus Christ. In him, this long-awaited promise of a Savior for humanity finds its complete fulfillment. He is the only fit and sufficient sacrifice, the Lamb of God who would take away the sins of the world. Through his sinless life, sacrificial death, and victorious resurrection, Jesus accomplished what we could not, bridging the chasm between God and man and reconciling us to our Heavenly Father. Now let us pause and consider the gravity of this truth. The birth of Jesus Christ marks the turning point in human history. The divine intervention that offers the way of salvation to all who believe. It is through faith in Christ and his finished work on the cross that we receive the forgiveness of sins and the hope of eternal life. Our Savior has come, not for a select few, but for all who would come to him in repentance and faith. Therefore, let us humbly acknowledge our need for this Savior, for without him, we are hopelessly lost. May we recognize our inability to save ourselves and embrace the gift of grace extended to us through Christ. Let us abandon any misplaced confidence in our own self-righteousness and instead rest in the righteousness imputed to us by our Redeemer. In this profound faith, we find freedom from guilt, deliverance from sin's power, and the assurance of eternal life. Next, we have the good news of salvation in this passage. The good news of salvation. Brothers and sisters, the birth of Jesus Christ, our Savior, is a resounding testament to the unwavering faithfulness of God as he keeps his promises. Throughout history, when we examine the rich tapestry of God's plan for redemption, we see his countless assurances to his people. From the earliest pages of Genesis to the final verses of Revelation, the scriptures reverberate with the firm conviction that our Heavenly Father faithfully honors his words. As we gather together to joyfully celebrate Christmas, it is essential that we grasp the significance of God's faithfulness, this foundational truth, the birth of Jesus in Bethlehem, which signifies the fulfillment of God's promises, perfectly realized in his appointed time, his perfect time. And every prophecy, every prefiguration, and every divine declaration find their ultimate completion in the arrival of our Savior. In the birth of Jesus, we are privileged to witness the firsthand, the undeniable faithfulness of God. But let us also be reminded that while the fulfillment of God's promises may not always align with our human expectations, his faithfulness remains steadfast. Sometimes we may find ourselves in seasons of waiting, where we long for the fruition of God's promises in our lives. At such times, it is crucial for us to cling to the truth that his timing is perfect. Even when it may not align with our limited understanding. Additionally, let us not forget that the birth of Jesus highlights our constant need for a Savior. In our fallen state, we are trapped in the shackles of sin, separated from our holy God. No amount of human effort, religious observance, or personal achievements can bridge this divide or secure our salvation. It is only through Jesus, the perfect Son of God, that we find hope, redemption, and reconciliation with our Heavenly Father. It is crucial for us to deeply contemplate the angelic announcement of the Savior's birth and fully grasp the immense significance of this extraordinary and joyful news. The angel proclaimed with absolute certainty that this remarkable event would bring unparalleled joy to all people. And this, my dear friends, is truly the most extraordinary and wonderful news we could ever receive. The birth of Jesus Christ instills within us a hope that surpasses any circumstances. It surpasses any uncertainties we may face. In a world often overshadowed by despair, overshadowed by darkness and the consequences of our own sins, the advent of our Savior introduces a message of hope that cuts through the darkness like a radiant beacon. It's the hope of redemption, forgiveness, and restoration in our relationship with the living God, the creator of the universe. And in Jesus, we discover this complete fulfillment of God's master plan for our salvation. His purpose extends far beyond sharing moral teachings or offering temporary remedies. His mission, God's mission, was crystal clear: to deliver us from the bondage of sin and restore us to a harmonious relationship with God. Through his birth, life, death, and his glorious resurrection, Jesus accomplished what we could never achieve on our own. His birth marked the beginning of an awe-inspiring journey that would reach its pinnacle at the cross, where he willingly shouldered the weight of our sins, paying a price we could never repay. Through his resurrection, he triumphantly overcame sin and death, bestowing upon us the invaluable gift of eternal life and the unshakable assurance of salvation. Through Jesus, a path has been paved for us to be reconciled with our Heavenly Father, to experience a renewed and restored connection with him. We are no longer separated by the stain of our sinful nature. Instead, by placing our faith in Christ, we can experience forgiveness, purification, and transformation. Some call it sanctification. This, dear friends, lies at the very heart of the Christmas story, the essence of the good news we joyfully celebrate every year during this season. It's crucial for us to truly understand and appreciate the incredible significance of Jesus' birth and everything that followed. It was not just a mere event in history, but a divine intervention. God just punching his way to this world, a divine intervention that forever changed the course of humanity. And it serves as a powerful reminder of God's immense love for us, because he sent his son, his own son, to be born as a vulnerable baby, all for the purpose of our salvation. In his birth, we find the embodiment of true joy, the fulfillment of God's promises, and the pathway to eternal life. And we should cherish this incredible gift and live every day in the reality of its magnitude. Just as the shepherds experienced profound joy upon hearing the news of the Savior's birth, we too have the amazing opportunity to experience the same joy. However, to truly grasp the true significance of Jesus' birth means understanding the essence of the Christmas season itself. It goes beyond superficial festivities and cultural traditions. Christmas marks the beginning of God's grand plan for our ultimate salvation. And through Jesus' birth, God initiated it, his divine rescue mission, offering humanity hope and a reason for unending joy, a reason for the season. When we fully comprehend the depth of the Christmas story, we realize that it's not solely about the serene scene in the manger or the gentle baby wrapped in swaddling clothes. It signifies the entrance of the eternal God into our temporal world, with divine love and mercy becoming intertwined with human history. Jesus, the Son of God, taking on human flesh, was the first step in God's plan of redemption that would ultimately lead to the cross and the empty tomb. The birth of Jesus is the convergence of heaven and earth, where the divine meets the human, and the Creator becomes part of his creation, all in order to save us. Through Jesus, we experience this overwhelming grace of God, his sacrificial love poured out for us in the most profound way. When we truly grasp this truth deep in our hearts, we are filled with immense joy that surpasses circumstances. This joy stems from the assurance of our eternal destiny and the reconciliation we have with the Creator of the universe, our Heavenly Father. See, men have pursued joy in every avenue imaginable. Some have successfully found it, while others have not. Perhaps it would be easier to describe where joy cannot be found. Not in unbelief. Voltaire was an infidel of the most pronounced type. He wrote, "I wish I had never been born." It's not found in pleasure. Lord Byron lived a life of pleasure, if anyone did. He wrote, "The worm, the canker, and grief are mine alone." It's not found in money. Jay Gould, the American millionaire, had plenty of that. When dying, he said, "I suppose I am the most miserable man on earth." It's not found in position and fame. Lord Beaconsfield enjoyed more than his share of both position and fame. He wrote, "Youth is a mistake, manhood a struggle, old age a regret." Not in military glory. Alexander the Great conquered the known world in his day. Having done so, he wept in his tent before he said, "There are no more worlds to conquer." Where then is real joy found? And the answer is simple. Real joy is found in Christ alone. This joy is not temporary or based on fleeting pleasures or earthly achievements. It's an enduring and unshakable joy that flows from knowing that God, in his infinite love, entered into our brokenness to heal our hearts, forgive our sins, and offer us eternal life. This joy is born from a deep and personal relationship with the Savior, whose birth we celebrate at Christmas. During the festive season of Christmas, it's important to pause and reflect on the true reason behind the celebrations, the good news of our salvation through Jesus Christ. Christmas holds immense significance for Christians worldwide as it commemorates the birth of Jesus, who came to offer humanity the gift of eternal redemption. Let us embrace the spirit of giving during this time. Let's embrace it by sharing this good news with others. We should not keep the joy and hope we have found in Christ to ourselves, but extend it to those around us. By spreading this message, we can invite others to experience the same transformative love and grace that has enriched our own lives. Amid the hustle and bustle of the holiday season, it's easy to lose sight of the true essence of Christmas. Commercialism and materialistic tendencies often dominate the forefront, overshadowing the true significance of this remarkable event. However, by intentionally reminding ourselves and others of the salvation that Christmas embodies, we can bring a renewed sense of purpose and meaning to the festivities. Sharing the good news of our faith doesn't mean overwhelming others with religious jargon. It's about living out the teachings of Jesus through our actions and interactions with others. This means showing kindness, showing compassion, and showing generosity, just as Jesus did during his time on earth. During this season, we have an opportunity to invite others to gatherings, church programs, Christmas Eve services that celebrate the birth of Jesus. And through these warm invitations, we create an environment where people can experience the love and hope that Christ brings. Ultimately, spreading the good news of our salvation during Christmas is a way to show gratitude for the incredible gift that we've received. We get to honor the life and teachings of Jesus. By sharing this joy and hope with others, we aim to create a better world, one where the transforming power of Christ's love is accessible to all, regardless of their background or circumstances. And that leads me to the last thing I want you all to see in this passage, this four-verse passage, and that's the humble birth of the Savior. When we reflect on the circumstances surrounding Jesus' birth and the location chosen for his arrival, we see the profound humility of our Savior. This deliberate setting shows that God's love goes beyond societal hierarchies. It goes beyond values of every individual, regardless of status. The shepherds, who were often overlooked and considered outcast in their day, were the first to hear the angel's joyful announcement. This illustrates that God's message of salvation is inclusive. It's reaching out to those in society. It reaches out to those that society deems insignificant. By selecting the lowly shepherds as the initial witnesses, the first witnesses, God is showing that his kingdom is open to everyone, regardless of social standing or worldly achievements. Similarly, the humble surroundings of Jesus' birth in a stable highlights the humility of our Savior. Instead of being born in a grand palace surrounded by royalty, Jesus entered the world in a place associated with animals in a simple feeding trough. This humble beginning signifies that Jesus came to identify with the lowest and most marginalized people in society. It symbolizes the simplicity and authenticity of Christ's mission. He didn't come to dwell in opulence or splendor. Instead, he embraced humility and lived among ordinary people. This act of selflessness challenges us to reflect on our own lives and how we can embrace humility and simplicity. Christ's humility, it serves as a powerful example for us. It calls us to recognize the value and dignity of every person, since every person is made in the image of God, regardless of social status or perceived importance. It encourages us to set aside our pride and to serve others with love and compassion, following in the footsteps of our humble Savior. Furthermore, the humility of Christ's birth reminds us that true greatness isn't found in earthly achievements. It's not found in wealth. It's not found in power, but in genuine humility and service to others. It prompts us to reevaluate our priorities and strive for a life characterized by selflessness and love. The invitation given to the shepherds to witness the newborn king resonates with each of us today. Just as they were invited to come and see, we too are extended an invitation to encounter the humble Savior who was born for us. It holds immense significance so that we can reflect on the incredible love and grace of God. The birth of Jesus in a simple, unassuming setting. It's a profound expression of God's extraordinary love for all of humanity. Rather than appearing in a grand, majestic manner, God shows then to the world in a state of vulnerability and humility. It shows us the depths of God's affection for us, his desire to meet us in our times of brokenness. And God's decision to come to us in our human form reveals the boundless grace he offers us. Jesus' birth unfolds a divine plan that presents hope, redemption, and transformation to all who seek him. This humble birth serves as a powerful reminder that God is keenly aware of our weaknesses and empathizes with our struggles. And God has an incredible willingness to meet us where we are. We do not need to present ourselves as perfect or have everything together before we can approach the Savior. Instead, he invites us to come just as we are, with our flaws and brokenness, and experience his unconditional love and grace. Through the Christmas story, through Jesus' humble birth, we are shown our value and worth are not based on societal standards or personal achievements. It reminds us that each of us is uniquely cherished and valued in his eyes. Uniquely and wonderfully made. Our true identity and worth as beloved children of God are found in Jesus' humble birth. We are presented with new life in him. So, church, entering the Christmas season, it's crucial to cultivate a humble spirit and reflect on the true significance of Jesus' birth. The story of Christmas goes beyond a quaint tale of a baby in a manger. It's a powerful demonstration of God's lavish love for all of humanity. We're shown the value of humility. Even as the Son of God, Jesus willingly set aside his glory and entered the world as a vulnerable infant. The act of humility teaches us the importance of letting go of our own pride, agendas, and self-centeredness in order to genuinely serve and love others. In a world that often prioritizes power, status, and self-promotion, Christmas challenges us to choose a different path. It reminds us to seek out opportunities to uplift those who are overlooked, those who may be marginalized, just as Jesus did during his time on earth. We're called to extend kindness, compassion, and love to those whom society may deem lower than everyone else, insignificant, recognizing that every person holds inherent value and deserves to be treated with dignity. Jesus exemplified this humble and inclusive love throughout his ministry. He reached out to the outcast, healed the broken, and lifted up the oppressed. And by following his example, we can work towards creating a society that is more compassionate and inclusive, where everyone feels seen, heard, and loved. And let's make a conscious effort this Christmas to actively demonstrate humility and love to those around us. This can be as simple as being kind to our neighbors, volunteering our time at a local shelter, or offering a listening ear to someone in need. These small acts of love and humility can have a profound impact on others and help bring about positive change, an impact you probably won't even think about when you're doing it. Embracing humility means acknowledging our own imperfections and seeking forgiveness when we make mistakes. It involves recognizing that we don't have all the answers, and being open to learning from others. And by doing so, we create an atmosphere of genuine connection and understanding, fostering unity and harmony. It's a lifelong journey. Following our Savior is a lifelong journey. And as we celebrate this special time, let's keep in mind the true significance of Jesus' birth and strive to emulate his example of humility and love in our daily lives. I'm going to wrap this up here. The story of the shepherds in the Christmas narrative hold deep meaning, and it serves as a powerful reminder of the inclusivity of the joyful message. The announcement of Jesus' birth was not made to the powerful and influential figures of the time, but to lowly shepherds who were seen as insignificant in society. And this being God's choice, this choice that God made reflects God's desire for all people to have access to and be part of the transformative message of salvation. So may we exemplify joy in this season. The joy, this deep-seated joy that we find in Christ and the salvation that he gives. May we be good stewards of it. Share the message of the gospel. Show humility. Spread the gospel, the good news that there is salvation. Emmanuel has come. Jesus is still alive today in our hearts. And the Holy Spirit moves through his church. Let's pray. Father God, as we move through this Christmas season, may we take a moment to ponder on the choices you made, Father. The choice of having your son born in a manger, Lord, in humbleness and humility. And may we reflect on the life of Christ and the humility that he's shown. May we, in our reflections, may we let those reflections change our lives through the living word and the power of the Holy Spirit within your church. Lord, may we be edified. May we be joyful in this season as we learn more about you, experience more of you. Lord, fill us up with your Holy Spirit. Give us your power. Give us the courage, the audacity to spread the good news to others. Lord, and may we be in awe of what you will do in our lives. In your precious name I pray. Amen. And as we move into offering, may I have my elder in charge come up, and Norvi will sing during the offering. A special treat.
That's a joy and a pleasure. And when the shepherds heard the good news, they rejoiced and they went back glorifying God and praising him for what he has done. And they took the good news and they shared it with everyone they met on the way. And we can do the same. We could also give with joy. The word tells us to be joyous or joyful givers. So as we pray, let's prepare our hearts with our offerings, and let's give joyfully on this day. Thank you, Lord, for the word that has been delivered. We thank you for the birth of Christ and the joy it brings to the world. Thank you that Christ is able to meet every need, all peoples around the world. And we praise you for this church and the work that is done here. And we receive this offering today with joyful hearts, and we give it joyfully in your name, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Would you stand with me, please? As half of you already have. This benediction comes from Romans chapter 15, verse 13. And Paul writes this: may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. Go serve your God. Be blessed, church. Amen.